You can't give him too much ammo, otherwise he keeps telling people that you downloaded porn.
Welcome to Brackets, the tournament-style podcast where we determine the best or the worst of the worst or the best for anything, everything, and absolutely nothing through one-on-one deliberations until only one remains. Today's topic, the worst things to step on in the middle of the night. I'm Austin.
I'm Yov.
I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. What are our topic items today?
Let's run through it. The worst things to step on in the middle of the night. You know, you're up, you got to pee because we're old now, so we just got to get up and pee is more often than not. And you're just making your way to the bathroom or wherever you have to go. Maybe you just want a midnight snack. And all of a sudden, boom goes the dynamite. Severe pain surging up from your toe, foot, heel, through the leg, to your brain. Number one, it's an upturn plug. Number two... Oof. It's your pet. Cat, dog, frog, lizard. Who cares? It's anything.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. Nice little splat. Number three, a used condom. I mean, seriously, people clean up afterwards. It's not that hard. Number four.
Talking about splat.
That threw me. She got me. Number four, tangentially related to your pets. It's cat vomit or a hairball. Now, obviously, if you have a dog, you don't understand this, but... Number
dogs
five.
Dogs vomit.
Dogs do vomit, but they don't hairball.
No,
that's fair.
Yeah. Number five, a belt buckle. Number six, your phone. Number seven, marbles, because we're all kids in the Great Depression. And number eight, a piece of Lego.
Because we all have kids and are depressed.
Have you seen Legos lately? They're not for kids. They're insane. Here's 10,000 pieces of intricate design.
Yeah, also, like the botanical?
Yeah.
Oof. Get me a nice Lego centerpiece.
Are you saying...
Also, they're being made cheaper, so they're going to break, and then they'll be sharp.
Are you saying Legos aren't built the way they used to be?
They just aren't built the way they used to be.
Make Lego great again. Old?
Mala? No. Mulga. Never mind. Cut that out.
Mulga.
Mulga.
Sounds like your Serbian grandmother, Mulga.
How dare you?
Awesome. Well, I was pretty skeptical when you recommended this for a topic, Mike, but I really like some of the contenders we have today.
If I may.
Yeah.
Having not been on this show very much.
Uh-huh.
You actually got, you stayed on theme. Last time with the sandwiches and shit, none of them was a sandwich. Or a not sandwich.
A Reese's
none of them
peanut
was
butter
a,
cup is the greatest not sandwich, non-sandwich.
Whatever. This time you guys are actually on theme and I'm looking forward to it.
It's a little more difficult to get off theme here. And I'm realizing now that we're starting that I feel like I should have put forward couch. You can't really step on
stub
it.
Stub your toe.
But you stub your toe into it, which is a kind of step.
I was going to say, I can't remember the last time I stepped on something in the middle of the night, but like hitting my leg on the bed, stubbing my toe, regular occurrence.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we thought about it, but the action of stubbing is more of like a swing and connect versus a stomp. Different pain.
Maybe the next episode can be the worst things you can stub your toe on.
Well, just be couch.
Bed. Chair. I think
which is a couch that you lie down on, a couch that you a single couch that you sit at a table at.
I think
they're all couches.
Stubbing your toe is the worst part of that. It doesn't really matter what the object is that you've smacked it against. You know,
there's our next episode. Yeah. Things that aren't couches, things that are couches but aren't actually couches.
Right? If you've been shot, I don't really think you're concerned with what kind of gun it is. You've been shot. That's the worst thing that's happened.
But would you rather be shot or stub your toe?
Well, but to be fair, that's not the question we're asking today. The question we're asking today is the worst things to step on in the middle of the night. And because we have very stringent and unflinching rules in this podcast, there has to be an action of stepping. Okay. And our first matchup in the West here, 1v8 upturn plug versus Lego.
Heavy hitters.
The heavy hitters of this contest, I would argue. Probably the favorites going through to the end. Everybody knows Lego sucks to step on.
Can I start off with a point for Lego in that I feel like you have to take a high step to step on an upturned plug. Like that thing is vertically like an inch or two off the ground versus Lego, you could be shuffling as you usually are in the middle of the night and you'll still get fucked up by a little piece of Lego.
What kind of...
I'd argue that
how big are your plug? What kind of plug, what sort of European design are you using on your plugs? You got to goose step to get on one. They're like half an inch in height.
How is it going to be upturned? Like the plug part maybe.
Okay,
how's it going to get in your foot?
Remove upturned, a plug.
Okay, fine. Yeah, whatever. Either way, Lego is smaller and more likely to be stepped on, even if you're shuffling around like a zombie.
I will say that there's something to her argument, as it's a lot easier to forget and miss a piece of Lego somewhere randomly and then have it show up in the middle of the night, more so than it is to be able to like unplug something and have that somewhere where you're going to step on it. Usually, plugs are like right against the wall. So how often are you honestly going to be like walking directly against the wall where you're going to step on a plug that's unplugged?
I feel like you're more likely to kick the plug out of the way as you're walking because of its profile.
See,
versus that Lego is going to come up and poke you in the foot so bad that you're going to wish you had stayed in bed and peed it there.
No, so Lego comes in all sorts of colors.
Okay.
It's more visible in the dark. A plug is black. They're usually black. They hide. Well, they hide in the night. They're camouflaged. And if you've got stuff that isn't plugged up against the wall, it's usually just laying around. Plus, it's connected to a cord. And that cord is going to, even if you manage to shuffle and kick it away, it's going to bounce back right to where it was or in the same sort of vicinity. So you may have missed it the first time, but on the way back, it gets you. Whereas if you just shuffle and kick a Lego piece, it's gone. Now, granted, if you got carpet, Lego will hide in the carpet. True. But I feel like the propaganda of Lego stepping has gone too far. People, it's like the hot topic choice. It's too, yeah, everybody agrees with Lego. I think the plug, that's like a dirty little underdog here. Because the thing with the plug, it can roll and move, whereas the Lego's just kind of compact into the ground with you, right? It's the movement of the plug that gets you. That'll bring you down. That'll bring down the Hulk. Or
I am
Hulk Hogan.
Beyond shocked that it seems that you turn on the light when you get up in the night.
Yeah, your poor wife.
No, I don't turn the light on. I'm saying you're more
the
likely.
Color doesn't matter.
No, you're more likely to see color. It if it's a bright red piece of Lego.
What kind of fucking night vision do you got, bud? Like last time I checked, Lego didn't make glow in the dark pieces, so I think like it doesn't matter what color it's going to be.
Yeah,
I used to eat a lot of Vector and carrots. Insane night vision. Oh, yeah.
Nice, that makes sense. Yeah, I have to say the whole core, the cord of it all with the plug, that's huge. That is huge because he's right. And you know what? I think Lego too, it's less about a singular piece and usually more about a crowd of them because then they all stack up on each other and you can get a sharp edge pointing up, right?
I feel like no matter how you step on a Lego, you get a sharp edge in your foot. Like there's no good way to step on a single piece of Lego.
Well, there's no good way to step on any of these.
That's true. That's why they're on the list.
But see, you said you could get a sharp piece from the Lego. You might be fine. It might be okay. But the plug, there's like 10,000 different sharp edges on there. You're always getting a sharp piece. You get it like right on the side.
I feel like
the side of the foot, oof, dropped.
I feel like there's crisper edges on a Lego piece, but I feel like the plug is more prominent. Actually, going back to Yovana's point about it being larger, her description and orientation of it was very weird, but I think it's got a bigger profile. And then you're right. If you step on the side of it, that's just, you're out, you're down for the count.
You know what could happen with the Lego is it could stick to your foot. So you could get the double step action.
Ooh,
right. Like when you
double step Lego action. Yeah.
You go down again and you're like, ah, son of a goddamn kids.
Can I ask a very honest question?
Always.
Have either of you stepped on a Lego? And have either of you stepped on a plug?
I have stepped on Lego. I don't think I've stepped on a plug, but I feel like with Mike describing about stepping on the side of the foot, I feel like I've done something similar. And that just sucks.
Step on a plug nightly. My bedroom is littered with fans and space heaters and air purifiers
and
filters.
Why aren't they plugged in?
They are. Well, no. I'm not leaving orphans in there to suck out more energy. I'm not made of money, Yovs. It's still gathering electricity from the wall. Don't ask me where the electricity comes from. All I can say is it comes from the wall. But I know if it's in there, it's still, even if it's not on, it's still generating juices.
You sound like my mother, but
don't touch my thermostat.
I've never stepped on. truly.
I've
never stepped on a plug. I can't.
Yeah. If you haven't, you haven't. And you don't have the experience. I feel like we're going in circles. I feel like we got to make a call here.
We do. I think I might be leaning. I was a big proponent of the plug. Uh-huh. Because I think Lego's been overblown, and like I said, the propaganda of Lego
there's
stepping.
There's a reason.
It's true, but it was the double step on the Lego. I think
I agree.
What gets, because that's a very real possibility.
I think that swung me as well. I was ready to go up turn plug because I just feel like that stepping on the side of your foot is too devastating to ignore. But Lego. Two-step in Lego would suck.
I almost got switched to the plug because in my head I was picturing stepping on the plug and then tripping on the cord with the other foot.
Oh, damn. There's another angle.
Yeah, right? the cord did almost have me. But
so very, very close to being turned, but like I know the pain of stepping on a Lego and it is bad.
Son of yeah. I should have stayed strong. I was riding plug hard and then I switched. I folded like a fat guy
first,
stepping
guys.
On a piece of Lego.
Mike was riding a plug real hard. That moves us on to our second Western Conference matchup. 4v5. Again, random seating. None of these are ordered prior to our deliberations. We have Hairball or Cat Vomit versus Belt Buckle. Now, these are two that I wouldn't have necessarily put up myself. I've not yet stepped on Cat Vomit in the night. It's always been daytime Cat Vomit. And belts, I always leave hanging, so I never have that issue.
Oh, look at you being fancy. One never just like trickles out of the laundry basket every once in a while. See, the belt
Why
buckle...
Why are you washing your belts?
No, I just I toss the jeans.
More importantly... Look, how are you washing your belts? Like, I want to know your process.
No, So I get home, I take the pants off, belt buckle and all, and...
I like where this is going.
Right, yeah. And then I throw it into the hamper, you know, at least get that far. And then a few days later, I've got fresh, clean pants, and my belt buckle is just there, or my belt is there. Yeah, I think the laundry fairy
God
does it.
God bless wives.
You have a magic laundry bin? Oh, man, we should get one of those.
You should. No, I'm just lazy and I throw my... Although, I'll be honest, I've taken to not wearing a lot of belts because I'm fat and my pants fit. Or maybe I'm not fat and my pants fit and I don't need a belt.
It's the second one.
Yeah. So the belt buckle...
When I initially looked at this, I immediately thought belt buckle sucks because not only is it painful to step on, but it's the middle head of it is going to be real fucking loud.
And cold.
I suppose cold too, but I feel like if you step on it, you're not stepping on it for a long time. You're here for a good time, not a long time. And you're not really going to have the sensation of the temperature coming through, but you get the pain and the noise, which is just so, you know, mentally jarring.
It is. When you've just woken up and something like loud or whatever hits you, it's terrible. It sends you shivers, but you're right. There's the prong. Is it the prong? Yeah,
yeah,
like that. If that one's placed perfectly, then it's going through. It's breaking skin, Yovs. It is breaking skin.
It's breaking skin. Mm.
But I feel it's a lot like the plug. It's maybe not as strong as we thought. Because the belt buckle, you step on it once, kick it aside. You know, you swear, whatever do you think. Cat vomit, hairball, you got a mess to clean
step.
Up.
You got a mess to clean up, and you just keep walking in, unless you're going to hop on one foot until you can get something to wipe it off the bottom of your foot. You're going to keep stepping in cat vomit.
And who over the age of 30 is hopping? Hop.
I'd be hopping.
In the middle of the night if you just woke up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rather hop than have to make a bigger mess to clean.
Mm. Freaking Simone Biles over there. Oh, I'll just do a backflip to the bathroom.
10 points.
Yeah. I feel like these two are... in completely different categories and suck 100%. For totally different reasons. Like you step in cat vomit, you're like, ugh, gross. And then you have to clean your foot. You have to clean the carpet or hardwood or wherever it is. And the belt buckle sucks because it could hurt.
And it's
and
loud.
Be loud.
Draw blood.
This is exactly the kind of matchup we love here on Brackets.
If the belt buckle draws blood, then you have the mess.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
Mm,
yes.
On the same page, guys. And we're on the same page.
That's here. A longer cleanup because it's not just washing it off. You got to like dab it and get some polysporin. Sorry, polysporin. My immigrant Tourette's.
And then you
up
have
there.
To go get and a then, tetanus shot. Yeah,
well, do you though?
And how many places are open in the middle of the night?
Yeah, you got 72 hours. It's okay.
I don't really believe in tetanus.
What do rational you... fear of water?
No, that's rabies.
Oh.
That's narcolepsy. I don't know.
Throwback.
For me, cat vomit, cat hairball kind of. And I feel like the vomit's worse because the hairball is, it's not as gross, although it could be messy. But it's the vomit really gets the ick factor. I think it's the ick factor. I can deal with my foot bleeding. That's fine. You know, whatever. It's the ick factor. And yeah, your foot. You can't just run your foot. I'm not flexible enough to get my foot up on the sink. I'm going to definitely do a double backflip there and smash my head, be knocked out, and then got a way worse thing. So there's the possibility of death with cat vomit. But yeah, to clean it off your foot, you're definitely going to have to run it under the tub or whatever, or in the shower. You know, it's a whole process procedure. And you've been grossed out. And you're pissed. I feel like the anger you feel towards your cat for just doing what cats do in that moment is worse than the anger you feel for an inanimate belt buckle.
But also you kind of know your cat puked right where you'd step. Like they did it on purpose.
Yeah. You know, I think what the important distinction to make here is that your belt buckle's not going to go through your foot. It's a possibility, but 9 times out of 10, when you step on it, it's not going to go all the way through your foot. You're not going to have that cleanup. It's not breaking skin. That's being a little dramatic. You are going to have cleanup if you step in the cat vomit that they purposely put where they know you put your first step down.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to clean up right? every time. You're right. Cat vomit,
hairball. And the two step because it's going to be on your foot and it's going to keep walking. So you either got a Simone Biles hop or you got to track it all the way through until you can get to a sink or run it under the tub like Mike says. I think that's it though, right? Cat hair? Yeah. Pet vomit milk goes through.
Yep.
That's my vote.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's our Western Conference matchups complete, which moves us into the Eastern Conference, where we have our 2v7 matchup. You step on your pet or you step on some marbles.
If the pet is a cat and it just vomited where I'm stepping, I have no problem stepping on it.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting. Mixing categories. Yep. Okay.
I feel like there's two small distinctions here. Are you stepping on your like brand new 3-week-old kitten and potentially, you know,
we've severely
harming it? Or are you stepping on your cat's like tail, which is also devastating because they think that you hate them and you're like, no, I didn't see you.
They I'm get just over
nip
it quick.
This one in the bud. I'm going to nip this one in the bud right off the bat because we have gone too dark on previous brackets episodes. Please subscribe to our Patreon to have those episodes released. It's only $60 every 3.5 days. It's deal. Not stepping on a kitten. It's not okay, delivering okay. any
serious
harm. You're stepping on a tail. It's just that one okay. where the only serious harm it deals is to your own psyche being like, how could have I done this to
so are we removing like lizard cat. Frog from this because they're definitely dead if you step on them.
Well, you could step on a lizard's tail, I feel like, and yeah. they'd be fine.
I feel like you're stepping on something that obviously hurts your pet, but it is more of a yowling hurt than it is a this might need a hospital bill hurt.
So it's remorse versus pain and potential bone breakage, right?
Because that's exactly it.
It's not yeah. one
it's,
marble.
It's remorse.
It's not one marble. It's marbles. It's got to be plural because like that, you know,
it is.
It's a bunch of tiny little pressure points, right? You know, the smaller the surface area, the more pressure and pain it's going to put. And there's a bunch of them all around your foot. And the possibility of marbles roll. They roll, baby. They roll. And you could just go
roll.
Ass over tits. And we're back to famously. Cracking your head on the bathroom floor. We might have gone dark again.
I feel like the marbles is a bit far-fetched. Like, do any of us have marbles in our houses? Like, we have small children, so hey. I hope that they're not out and about where they're going to choke on them. But that's just us.
This isn't which for one's me, most likely, okay? We almost had landmine and a rake on here. It's not which one's most likely.
We didn't almost have a landmine. That was the first cut. That we made it nowhere near the top eight.
Which I don't even think would win because it's over in a second, right? Like, you know, whatever. You're not going to feel anything. But that's beside the point.
You're getting dark. Stop. No, what I will say is, like, where this gets me is the whole, like, have you seen whatever the data or whatever that says, like, your pets don't know. So when you hit them, when you yell at them, when you step on them, they think you're doing it on purpose.
Why are you hitting your pet?
So when you step on their tail, you're not. But, like, that's why you're not supposed to hit your pet, is because they, like, they're not going to get anything out of it. But when you step on them, they don't know. They think you're doing it on purpose, and they don't know why. And I feel like that's just, like, extra heartbreaking, because not only have you now, like, gotten out of bed, you don't know what the fuck's going on, you have to go pee, you step on your pet, and now they think you hate them, and you're like, no, you're my favorite little furball. I would never do this on purpose, but they don't know.
They bounce back real quick. And then when you come back, you cuddle with them. It's fine. La, 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 blah, blah. Marbles? Marbles will get you. Yes, way likely.
I have to.
And who plays marbles anymore and who leaves them around? But I think marbles is just, I'd rather have the remorse of stepping on a pet than the pain and of stepping on marbles.
I have to agree with both of you. I
get off the fence.
The idea of stepping on a I sit on a fence very well. I could fall asleep on a fence. The key is to put a fence post in your mouth.
Fucking
I have to agree with both of you.
Fucking phenomenal, bud. I would hate the idea of stepping on a pet, and the remorse would stick with me for a long time, but not as long as the bruises from stepping on marbles. And if you stepped on a marble on your heel, just think about that marble going into your heel bone. Oh man, that would hurt.
Nothing worse than a chipped heel bone.
No. And on top of that, the risk to slipping on it, because it rolls, baby. Marbles roll. I think it just wins out there. There is an extreme amount of mental anguish for causing a pet pain, but physical pain is sucks. Get a t-shirt made of that.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, because it's the pet for me. I would much rather step on 10 marbles than step on Jimmy or Flynn. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Those are cats, by the way.
Yeah.
Marbles. It's marbles. Marbles takes this one. It's got
to
be marbles.
My vote goes to marbles as well.
Mm. Plus, you just get the comical aspect of running around on marbles. I mean, I know it's not how it happens in real life, but, you know, trying to balance yourself on marbles, and then all of a sudden, whoop, there you go.
Boom, and your tailbone's gone.
That's no laughing
matter.
Awesome.
That's our first of our Eastern quarterfinals. The second and last of our quarterfinal round is 3v6, condom, used versus phone. And I have to just say, like, this is another one of our classic brackets matchups where they seem to be essentially from different categories, but they are going head to head.
This is a no-brainer for me.
Oh, do elaborate.
Yeah, I feel like if you step on your phone, chances are it's not going to break, which I think is the biggest worry here. It's not going to hurt you.
Oh, look at me. I'm skinny.
And then you got the condom. Like, a condom sucks when it's just being put on. Like, how much worse is it when it's used?
Yeah, but it's your fluid. Well, depending on who's stepping on it,
it's the mess.
It's either person A's fluids or it's person B's fluids, who doesn't mind that, right? You know, it's encased. It's like a little sausage. Again, like, there's a little opening, sure, but it's encased. It might not get on you.
If you step on it and it breaks, you got semen all over the floor. If you step on it and it doesn't break, hopefully you've got other juices on it, because it's not like the sex was completely dry and you got, like, this condom that's not going to leave a mess on the floor.
Would you know that you've stepped on a condom, though, if it's dark and you've just woken up? Okay, first of all, who's throwing condoms on the floor? Would you? I feel
it'd be wet and, like, cold.
I feel like one and or both of you have stepped on a condom recently. I have never. You're talking about the plug? The plug is way more of a normal happenstance for me than stepping on a used condom.
I have never stepped on a used condom, but I can exactly picture what it would feel like.
Icky.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it would also depend on the period of time between the last time person A has climaxed and the current time with the used condom here that's on the floor.
Sure.
I'm trying to be delicate. The load size. The size of the load.
The hot size garbage. Of the load. Yeah. Hot garbage. I have to be fully on team phone here. Because even though you're saying that it's unlikely that you'll break your phone, the fact that you could break your phone or that, like, I'm thinking of it in a worst case scenario where it's like big load, broke your phone, right? You got to give both of them their worst case scenario, right? And breaking your phone, so much worse. That takes time to replace, money to replace. Condom, you're hopping again. We're doing the cap, the hairball and the cat vomit. You're hopping to the bathroom to wipe your foot off.
It's already pretty much contained, so the cleanup's not going to be as bad. But you're right, way worse to break the phone. And let's go with even non-worst case scenario for the phone. It doesn't break, but you got to do the thing now where you're like, oh my God, my phone, and you pick it up and it's pitch black. It's dark, right? And you got to look and see if the screen's, and that you didn't turn the dimmer down on the screen. Boom, blinded. Light of Jesus. You're Moses and that's the burning bush. It's like, you can't look at it. It's too bright. It's ruined your night. It's ruined your pee experience.
I'm losing this clearly, but like I will say, this is why I pay for Apple Care.
Sure, but I mean, then you still have to. I mean, you still have to pay for Apple Care. Like, it's not like it comes.
But
in
I'm
for
doing
free.
It anyways.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for condom care.
No, it's true.
I don't think that's a relative argument, but yeah.
No, like I said, I think I'm losing this one. But like for me, it was a no brainer on the condom. Like I will step on my phone all night.
And she does. Okay, well that wraps up our quarterfinals. Just a quick recap here. In the West, we have Lego versus cat vomit or a hairball. And in the East, we have marbles versus your phone. Not what I expected to be here, but let's kick it off and pick a winner or loser between Lego and our cat vomit one. And again, we have a matchup where we're challenging the ick versus the pain.
I'm torn.
I am too, but I feel like, you know what? Like I said it from the beginning, Lego's juggernaut here. It comes in as a heavy favorite, but Mike's comment about it being like the popular, the meme choice where it's become almost an item of lore, of myth, where it's like stepping on Lego. Like, is it actually that bad, or is it just what everybody's saying is bad because it's what they've said before? You know?
No, it's really bad.
The legend has become greater than the substance.
Exactly.
Mike, I think I stepped on Lego last time I was at your house.
I don't have Lego.
I feel like it happened to me. Okay, well, it happened to me recently. Maybe it was...
Whoa. Hold on. What I do have are giant baby blocks, which are massive, way bigger than an upturned plug. And you're giving me shit about having that goose step onto a plug because it's too high, but you're like, oh,
I did not step on your baby's giant Lego. I did not do that.
You stepped on my baby?
No, but I
That's never, way worse than a pet. Ever. Oh, I'll step on a cat, He's but so not cute. A baby. No, other way.
I put baby. When Austin told me what the theme was going to be, I tried to put baby in there, and he was like,
"Too dark.
Oh, you're crazy.
Way too dark.
Yeah, too dark." Again, join our Patreon. It's only $75 now for 2.5 minutes. The longer
it was
three you wait,
and a half days before.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
The ick factor. I don't know. The ick factor on the cat vomit hairball is still getting me because. In the middle of the night, you clearly haven't, I mean...
In the middle of the night. Oh.
There you go, walking down the street. Anyway. Right, the ick factor. You don't know, it's dark. You don't know what you've just stepped in when it's cat vomit or hairball. You're not, like, registering right away. So you're kind of freaking out a little bit from that sense. You're like, what the fuck is this? Versus the Lego, just instant pain. God damn it, Lego. But cat vomit, hairball, there's some mystery there, and there's nothing worse than mystery to cause a little bit of extra fear in the middle of the night and pitch black and you have no idea what's going on. Maybe your foot just burst wide open and there's just leaking something now.
And you know what? The cat vomit actually nullifies the Lego's two-stepping argument because you're two-stepping with both of them.
Ooh. You're so multi-stepping with the cat vomit. More steps than the Lego.
Yeah, because if you two-step with Lego, you know you're brushing that off, right? You're going like, I'm not taking another step just in case it's three steps. Cat vomit, you can't really do that because you're gonna have to go clean it up. So you're probably maybe stepping even more there. Hey, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I feel like that the pet vomit, the cat, the hairball might be leading it for me here.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Are we in full agreement this time?
It happens once a game, and this is it. It's usually in the semis,
surprising.
Too. It's usually in the semis. The full agreement. Cat vomit.
Wow, wow, wow.
Take it
down. We got to get a button for that.
Wow-a-wee-wa.
We got to get a button for that. Mike, clip this for next time. The full agreement. There we go.
Hawk garbage.
That.
No, I'm not clipping
okay,
that.
Okay, or don't. Okay, that brings us to our Eastern semifinal. Marbles versus your phone.
Marbles.
I don't give a fuck about the phone.
Marbles. Yeah, marbles. Two marbles.
Yes, marbles.
Wait, is
marbles
Austin...
Marbles is going through?
Wait, marbles, wow. You're going with marbles too? Did I call you marbles?
You called me marbles.
Oh, shit.
That's okay. I mean, if you're fully going marbles and you want that one to go through, and Yov doesn't want to put phone through, never. I don't think it matters what I say.
It never did.
I mean, it doesn't, but I was going to say if you were going marbles, I was just going to pick phone to be a dick. But it's got to be marbles because marbles is absolutely ridiculous. And I agree with you, Elves. Way worse than stepping on your phone because your phone might not break, but you will always break, sprain, crack something when you step on marbles.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that's fair.
I got to know, Austin, what's your opinion?
Next one!
It's a very expensive piece of technology that is integral to most people's lives, and it would suck to have that broken. I think it sucks to step on a phone. That being said, I like Mike's comment about how you might break your phone, but if you step on a marble, you're definitely breaking something.
Are we in full agreement?
I think we're in full agreement.
Can you give us one more full agreement?
The full agreement.
You know the best part about this, and it's going to irk Yoves, is that Austin and I would rather step on a pet than marbles by using this logic.
Yeah, that's true.
I was expecting more of a reaction from that. But, you know, I'll go fuck myself, I guess.
Of course, we have to remind ourselves that we're really picking from anything, everything, and absolutely nothing and making up most of the arguments that we come through here. So none of this can be taken too seriously.
In
that
the being lowest said, stakes tournament you've ever listened to.
In the lowest stakes tournament you've ever listened to. That being said, whatever wins here will forever and totally be known ultimately as the worst thing to step on ever. In the middle of the night, thank you.
I like the hype.
To decide that winner, we have our final matchup. Cat vomit or hairball versus marbles.
This is not where I thought we'd be.
No.
What a sleeper pick. Marbles coming all the way through. I love that. I love the rags to riches stories that we always get here on Brackets, and marbles making it all the way through. That's one. You know what? Cat hair, the hairball or the cat vomit, I kind of figured that was going to be a contender and it was going to make it through. But beating out Lego to get there, that's big. I figured it'd just get a favorable matchup and make it in.
Huge. For those of you keeping score at home, number 4, cat vomit hairball versus number 7, marbles. Random seating. Doing its thing, just again. About. You know what? It's actually doing it better for all those college football fans than college football playoff seeding.
I would have liked to have seen a final with hairball / pet vomit against pets.
I saw that matchup when I drew up the bracket, and I wondered about that because that'd be kind of fun, a little bit of a themed final. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. We don't.
Care about stepping on pets? Yeah, I heard.
No. We have integrity.
No,
in brackets.
Austin, I agree with that. I don't care about stepping on the pet.
Okay, well, never mind.
Don't loop me in.
You
with
didn't
you.
Either, Austin. Let me remind you. Otherwise, pets would have come out over marbles.
Serious bodily harm. That is the theme of stepping on marbles. And heaven forbids you do it at the top of a set of stairs. That's all I'm saying. And that's what we're saying here in the finals as we deliberate between cat vomit and marbles.
That might sell it for me. Marbles at the top of the stairs.
Well, and allow me to counter that as well. You slip on cat vomit at the top of the stairs. Does the same thing.
That's some crazy. How big is your cat? That's some greasy cat vomit to cause a full-on
It's all
slip.
Greasy.
Yeah. Ick.
How about this? In this weird scenario where maybe you're very cold at night, so you wear socks to bed, stepping Ooh. On cat vomit with socks.
Now you got wet socks.
Yeah, that's so, even worse.
Yeah, soaked socks. That's terrible. Uh-huh, that's how you catch pneumonia
if you're
and die.
Yeah, exactly. Pramaya. Catch a draft. Mm. That's some serious stakes there. Or if you're not a weirdo and you sleep barefoot, but you walk to bed before you go to bed with the lights off, cat vomit. Well, you still
that's
got your socks
on. You know, that's a good point, because if you step on marbles with a sock, they might just shoot out from under you, right? Because like it's a lot more, I mean, I don't want to say lubricated, that's the wrong word, but you know.
Less friction.
Yeah, less friction. That's what I was going to say. I was getting there. Friggin' engineers.
That's what we're here for. Correct your science terms. You know what?
It's more slippery. Is that a term? Technical term?
I fully expected marbles to just take this one through after having it come in. But that pet vomit, the hairball, is kind of making a comeback for me in my mind.
I feel like it was already a top choice for me. And then when you add in the sock, ugh.
Oh, hear me out. Yeah, you're in a relationship with somebody who has cats, but you yourself hate cats, and you step in their vomit / hairball. How much angrier are you than stepping on marbles? I'd take marbles all day over that if I hate cats.
Oh, yeah. That's an excellent point. That is an excellent point. You know what? I don't think I need any more discussion about it. I think I've got my pick locked in.
Zero deliberation.
I'm on the hairball train.
Hairball train. These are too many agreements.
Are we all three?
Full agreement.
That's the one I'm clipping. That one. Suck it, Austin. That's the one I'm clipping.
I think that has it. I think that finishes our bracket. I think the worst thing to step on in the night is a hairball or your cat's vomit.
Ew.
Ew.
Is the best way to describe that. Ew. Yeah. What's
ew.
Worse than that?
Just ew. Heaven forbid you're wearing socks.
You've
wow.
got. Yeah. You've got the ick factor combined with the mystery fear factor of what the fuck did I just step in, combined with the I have to clean this crap up, combined with I'm tired as fuck still.
Bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing that thing where you're getting up to pee and you're trying to contain the sleepiness, so you're doing like the half sleepwalk, like hold the sleep.
Your eyes are half closed. Yeah. You're like, I'm not fully waking up.
Right. Till those cheeks touch the ice cold toilet seat. I can see why rich people would go for a heated toilet seat. We might be getting off topic now, but fuck your cat vomit. You know what? Actually, pro tip, step on your pets. No more cat vomit.
Heard it here first, spay and neuter.
Oh yeah, that's probably a better option. That's probably a better option.
Wow. Well,
it's been a pleasure, boys.
It has been.
Yoves, hit us with your sign off.
Thanks for joining us this week on Brackets. If you're going to step hot on garbage. Anything in the night, I hope it's not hot garbage.
I was looking for the chow for now.
Chow for now.
Clipped. Wait, was that
that's what he wanted.
That's what you wanted?
No, just
the chow for now?
Yeah, I loved it.